The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
And now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, there's been a new warning with the AstraZeneca jab.
Yes. So this is interesting. One of WA's most senior doctors has said, look, the risk of developing blood clots is higher than they thought 7 weeks ago. So this is, stay with me through this title, WA Communicable Disease Control Directorate Senior Medical Advisor Paul Effler, who's saying this. And he said they've, you know, analysed the figures, and for people aged 50 to 69, the risk of developing blood clots is now 5 to 8 times higher than they thought 7 weeks ago. He suggested the risk of developing a clot is higher than the chance of a COVID-related intensive care unit admission under low exposure risk of COVID. WA's Chief Health Officer, Andy Robertson, has come in and said, look, for people aged 50 to 69, you're 3 to 4 times more likely to end up in hospital with COVID than developing blood clots from the AstraZeneca jab. You put this all together and you can kind of understand why the 50 to 69-year-olds are just in a holding pattern.
Yeah, exactly. And like, if you imagine sort of like a COVID vaccine fear amongst the over 50s as a tube of toothpaste, it has been mashed so hard, all of that toothpaste is out of the tube. And now the federal and state governments are trying to somehow feed the toothpaste back in. It is not happening.
No, I spoke to my parents last night again, trying to encourage them to get vaccinated. And their biggest thing is if they could have the Pfizer, they'd go and do it. They've just got apprehension because of the AstraZeneca. And I'm like, well, the Premier had AstraZeneca over here.
And it is still so rare.
Minister had AstraZeneca.
The risk is so rare, but it's so hard to communicate that why some groups in society has to take that small risk and others can be posting selfies and be, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing is, for those who have, you know, the very small number out of the total number who've got the jab, who've developed blood clots, you know, the treatment of them is really good. So, you know, even if it does happen to you, it's unlikely that you're going to die from the blood clot.
Yeah, very unlucky.